side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. What a wonderful day God has given to us to gather together in this Souls Harbor worship service so that we might worship Him as one family. I'm so thankful for the goodness of God. I'm thankful for His grace and His mercy. For surely today, it's what makes the difference in our lives. I know we're living in a world of trouble today. No matter which direction you turn to, you can see where things are happening that are beyond the control of mankind. And we wonder in the midst of those things just how we're going to survive. How are we going to make it? Well, I believe the secret to making it, the secret to surviving and thriving, even in the presence of such things as surround us today, can be found in this song that Wanda St. Peter is coming to sing for us. The Epistle of James says to draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to us. But when you're reading that verse, make sure you read the verse before it. For in that verse, it says, submit yourselves to God. Today, the prayer of our heart ought to be, Lord, give me just a closer walk with Thee. Sing this song along with Wanda as she comes to share it with us today.
Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be.
A moment ago, as I was introducing that last song, I quoted to you a verse of Scripture out of James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw nigh unto God, and God will draw nigh unto you. It's in that same fourth chapter of the book of James, in verse 2, that we're told that we have not because we ask not. Oh, friend, today, don't let it be that the reason you aren't walking close to God is because you haven't asked Him to walk close to you. Seek God, because in seeking Him, He does draw near to our lives. In His presence, our lives, our outlook, all that we experience changes. Today, though we live in these troublesome times, I'm glad that there is a peace that can settle down upon us because we feel the embrace of the arms of our Heavenly Father. There's a song that Sue Ellen Deere and Nyla Carmichael are coming to share with us today that simply tells us that there's peace in the shelter of His arms. Today I want to remind you of James chapter 2. You have not because you ask not. If you're going through something today and you want to feel the peace of God, the warmth of His embrace, then please ask Him for it. Because if you do, I sincerely believe you will receive what you have asked for. You will receive the presence of God that will shelter you through life's storms. Listen to the words of this song as they come to sing, "Peace in the Shelter of His Arms."
When the cares of life seem more than I can handle, and clouds of doubt have settled in my soul, when everywhere I turn the storm is raging, into the Savior's loving arms I go.
There is peace in the shelter of His arms, a refuge from the storm, where I am safe from harm, through the strongest winds and pouring rain. There's peace in the shelter of His arms.
There's never been a moment on this journey that I have been forsaken or alone. 'Cause every time I face the unexpected, my Father gently leads through the unknown.
There is peace in the shelter of His arms, a refuge from the storm, where I am safe from harm, through the strongest winds and pouring rain. There's peace in the shelter of His arms. There's peace that passes all understanding, and peace that goes beyond all comprehending. There is peace in the shelter of His arms, a refuge from the storm, where I am safe from harm, through the strongest winds and pouring rain. There's peace in the shelter of His arms, through the strongest winds and pouring rain. There's peace in the shelter of His arms.
It seems here of late that I have come across a lot of people that are troubled in spirit. The things that are happening in our world today have found a lodging place within people's hearts. And in the midst of so much turmoil and so much trouble, they have become fearful. They can't just rest and relax because they're frightened by the things that are happening around us, wondering when that trouble is going to knock on their door. Well, today I believe that even in the midst of the turmoils of our life today, there is a peace that we can experience that will change us. Many times when I have found myself in trouble and I prayed for the peace of God, I found out that though the circumstances around me didn't change, that the circumstances within me changed. And when those circumstances changed because of the presence of God, I had a whole different way of looking at things taking place around me. The things I was fearful of, they no longer struck fear in my heart. There was, and this is hard to explain to some folk, but there was a calm that would flow down over me. And I just knew that despite everything contrary that was happening, everything was going to be all right because I was in the hands of God. Today, I really feel like there are a lot of people that just need to feel His hand beneath you. That if you could feel His touch, if you could feel His presence in the midst of what you're going through, it would just cause you to relax. And in that relaxing in the presence of God, He'll not only bring comfort to you, but He'll replenish the strength that you have used up. And in that, you'll begin to see that you're still in the hands of God. Therefore, you don't need to fear the things that are happening all around you, because God will keep you safe in the shelter of His arms. Let's go to God in prayer today and pray for that peace to settle down upon many people's hearts that are so tried and troubled for the things that are happening around us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we understand today that our world is going to face the things that it's facing because, Lord, the enemy of our lives senses how close we are to Your return. Lord, we ask You that in the presence of all of these things, that the thing that we as Your children would experience would be the presence of God all about us. There's just something about Your presence, Lord, that brings us stability to our lives. In Your presence, we find all that we need to sustain us, even at the worst of times, going through the worst of situations. I put each viewer in Your hands today. I pray that You will speak peace into their lives, that it will be a deep, settled peace, that no circumstance, no situation, no voice of an enemy can disrupt, but it will be a lasting peace that will bring us through the troubles and trials of our life. God, bring peace to each and every one. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.
On the stormy sea of Galilee, when He said, Peter, come to Me, He was calling. Love came calling. To the dead man Lazarus in the grave, that He came much too late to save, He was calling. Love came calling. Love came calling like a warm embrace. Every fear and doubt erased, He was calling. And love came calling like a faithful friend. Never be the same again, He was calling. Love came calling. She had lived a life of such regret, beyond the line of grace, and yet He was calling. His love came calling. Through her veil of tears and bitter pain, she heard His voice so clear and so plain, He was calling. Love came calling. His love came calling like a warm embrace. every fear and doubt erased. He was calling, ooh, ah, ooh. And love came calling like a faithful friend. Never be the same again. He was calling. Love came calling. Long before I ever heard the sound of what would turn my life all around, he was calling. Love came calling. But when I heard the brilliant sound of freedom, where my heart belonged, he was calling. His love came calling. He was calling. His love came calling. Your love came calling. Thank you for your love, Lord.
I sincerely believe today that if we could ever keep before us the truth that God loves us, we would go a long ways to helping ourselves through all the difficulties that we will face along this road of life. I know that trouble comes, whether we invite it or we don't invite it. It seems to find us. I know that when trouble comes, it creates difficulty and the struggle increases and we find it a challenge to make it through. But remember today, because God loves you, He has promised He would never leave us nor forsake us. That simply means to me that when the going gets rough, God stands with us. He doesn't abandon us in the midst of our crisis. He doesn't leave us alone to suffer whatever comes our way. No, God goes through those trials and difficulties with us so that His presence can help us through. It's always God's desire, it's always God's intention to bring us through whatever it is that we may be facing until we reach victory. Today, I believe that's what God wants for you, even though victory may seem like it's an impossible feat at this point in your life. Listen to the message of this song that Pastor Dave Bean is coming to share with us. It's simply entitled, Through.
When I saw what lay before me, Lord, I cried, what will you do? I thought he would just remove it, but he gently laid. Without fire, there's no refining. Without pain, there's no relief. And without fire, there's no rescue. And without blood.
As I was listening to Pastor Bean sing that song, I began to realize just how important that word through is. Through. I'm glad that God brings us through. That we don't find ourselves in the depth of the valley and there we find ourselves stuck. We remain in the valley because God isn't big enough to bring us through. I'm glad when the storms of life surround us that we don't have to settle down and try to make do in the midst of those storms. I'm glad that God is still big enough to bring us through. When the fire of life touches us, I'm glad God is big enough to bring us through the fire. Listen to the words of this song that Daryl and Paula Dyer are coming to share with us. And I pray that it will minister to your heart to give you that assurance that even though you may be going through something that would appear to be the worst thing you've ever had to go through, it doesn't mean God's going to lose hold of you in the midst of that trouble, in the midst of that trial. God will bring you through the fire.
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances or things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision and my frustration seems to get so out of hand. It's then that I'm reminded that I've never been forsaken. I've never stood one test alone. As I think of all my victories, the Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and your adversary says give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, and He will take you through the fire again.
I know within myself that I would surely perish, but if I trust the hand of God, He'll shield the flames again, again. never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered
our victories without fighting,
but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and your adversary says give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. Just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. Just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again.
As quickly as I can today, I want to take a moment or two to talk to you about the needs of the Souls Harbor Ministry. This service today is being brought to you through the free will offerings of you, the viewer. We trust God each and every week to raise up some people that will help us with each week's expenses. I know that there are some folk that think we ought to have a financial plan that will secure things for way into the future. But for all of our history here at Souls Harbor, it's just never worked that way. That doesn't mean we haven't wanted it to work that way. It just means it hasn't worked that way. I think sometimes it's a good thing to have to trust God each and every day, for it keeps us close to Him. Today I want to remind you that whatever you do on behalf of the ministry of Souls Harbor, God will bless you for your giving. Luke chapter 6 verse 38 tells us that if we'll give, it will be given to us. Today, if you feel the Spirit of God tugging at your heart to help the ministry of Souls Harbor by way of a financial contribution, remember this: when you give it, God has promised He will give it back to you. It may not be in the same form that you have given it to the ministry of Souls Harbor, but God will meet your need. He'll find a way to return a blessing upon your life. And if you'll do what God is asking you to do, that's how it works. He said, give. In other words, give first, and then I'll give back to you. So today, when you're considering the ministry of Souls Harbor, please prayerfully consider what God would have you to do. And if you'll do that, I just know, because I've heard it told by so many people that it's happened to, God will return a blessing upon your life. Today I'm going to give you our contact information. If you would, please take note of it, and then in the next few days, get in touch with us and let us know what you're going to do to help this ministry to return for another Lord's Day service. In the U.S., you would write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. If you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. In the U.S., you can also make a contribution online. Just visit our website, www.soulsharbor.tv. Click on the donate button there at the bottom of the homepage, and you'll be able to get a contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to our Canadian office at Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. In Canada, if you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. Thank you so much for for everything that you are about to do on behalf of the ministry of Souls Harbor. I just know today, I am fully confident that God is going to note your giving and God is going to bless you for doing it. He's so faithful. He's been faithful in meeting the needs of this ministry. I know today that He'll be faithful in meeting your needs as well. So don't be afraid to trust the Lord with your giving. God won't let it slip by unnoticed. God will take note of it and He'll bless you for it. As I get ready to go over and share something from the Word of God, I want to go over and sing a song that's been around for a little while. So it's possible you'll know it. If you do, I hope you'll sing it along with me. I'm humbled every time I think about the things that God has done for my life. I recognize that outside of Him, I am nobody and I can do nothing. Now please, don't write and scold me about low self-esteem issues. That's not what this is about today. I realize today that I owe everything to God. And without Him, my life would not resemble anything that it looks like today. But I can't help but ask the question at times, who am I that God would love me? Who am I that God would care for me? Well, you'll hear the question of my heart today, and it's in this song. So if you want to, if you would please, sing it along with me. Maybe you're feeling just like I'm feeling. The good news is that though we may not answer the question of who we are, we can stand to rejoice that God didn't let who we were stand in the way. But God has showered His love, His grace, and His mercy down upon our lives, and that has truly changed everything. Listen to the message of this song as we share it with you today. Who am I?
I think of how He came so far from glory, came and dwelled among the lowly, such as I, to suffer and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary took my place. Then I asked myself this question, who am I? When I'm reminded of His words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you life forever. I wonder what I could have done. Only Son, to fight my battles till they're won. Who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Not my will, thine for. The answer I may never know. Why?
I'm reminded of a song that Andre Crouch made popular back in the late 70s, early 80s. It's a song that says, I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm glad he did. Listen, friends, I'll never be able to explain why God has done what he's done. I'll never be able to understand why Jesus would leave the throne room of glory, come to this earth knowing what he would suffer and endure. I'll never be able to really put it into words how he could love us so much, knowing everything there was to know about our lives, and yet still be willing to die on Calvary for you and for me. I can't explain it, but I sure can be appreciative of it. For I am well aware today that if he hadn't done that, what hope would we have? I'll be the first one to tell you that despite all the goodness that I've experienced throughout my life, I am a man that is flawed. I have failed God many, many times. I've failed people many, many times. I have imperfections, some things I've worked on all my life trying to overcome, and yet I still find them with me. They're like Paul's thorn in the flesh. Every time I think I've gotten rid of it, then there I've overcome it for the last time. I find that it still remains, and I'm battling with it once again. I know today that if there is any goodness to be found in me, it's because of God. That if it hadn't been for him touching my life when I was just, well, pretty much a boy, that despite the times that I've failed, I would have been a complete failure. I never would have been able to achieve any of the things that I can look back on today with great fondness in remembering them. Today I owe God everything. And yet I still cannot explain what it is that he saw in me. I know I'm talking to some folk that you're saying the same thing I am. You don't know what God saw in you. I know there's some people that find it hard to believe we could be called Christians because they know us so well that when they look at us, all they see is the wrong that we've done. They can't see how one moment in the grace of God changed everything. Well, I believe that the grace of God is still changing things even today. None of us have reached the end of our journey while we're still here on earth. There are still things that we have to war against. There are still things that we are challenged with that we find it difficult to overcome. And yet, if we'll continue to serve God, if we'll continue to walk with him, I believe we'll find great victory, that we'll overcome those weaknesses of our flesh. It may be that we'll develop other weaknesses along the way, but the God who has helped us with our weakness of yesterday will also help us with the weakness of today and the weakness of tomorrow. You see, I believe that God can help us while we walk this earth, that instead of growing weaker and weaker, we can grow stronger and stronger. It ought to be today that our lives with God is greater today than it was yesterday. But it will not be as great as it will be tomorrow. I think every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And that as we're walking with him, we're growing in him. And as we grow in him, his strength and his power is manifested in our lives and through our lives. Well, today, we need to be all that we can be. I know the Army uses that as its slogan, but it originated with God. We can never reach our full potential without him. But in him and with him, we can go beyond anything that we could ever do in human flesh. There's a passage of Scripture that I want to share with you today. It's out of the writings of Paul the Apostle, found in his letter to the church at Ephesus. Ephesians chapter 6, I want to begin reading at verse 10. I believe in these verses that we will share with you today, there is something that God is trying to tell us. You see, too many people are just trying to get by with an admission that they know Him, but they really don't know Him. His presence isn't fleshing out their lives. I know that's probably a poor way to say it, but you see, it ought to be that when man looks upon the child of God, he doesn't see man, he sees God. And if we're not seeking after Him, if we're not walking close to Him, what will happen to us is that the affairs of life will beat us down and defeat us. But today, there is an armor of protection we can enjoy that will guard against those things from destroying us. There are weapons that we can use against our enemy that our enemy has no power over, that will protect us, that will defend us, and cause that enemy of our lives to flee from us. Oh, I'm already feeling the preacher coming on, so you'll have to pray for me. I don't want to get too Pentecostal for folk today, but this thing is within me. It's stirred up. It's a growing flame within me. I'm tired of the devil beating us down, telling us we can't have these things, when God has promised that if we would seek after Him, if we would search out the things of God, the power of God's might would dwell within us, and we would not need to be defeated by anything that would defeat the natural life of mankind. Well, let me get to the Scripture before I get ahead of myself. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Paul writes here, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Now, I'm going to stop right there because I know I don't have enough time to deal with all that Paul is writing in the verses following verse 13. I would point out to you a couple of key verses in these passages that we've just read. First of all, let me just remind you of what he said in verse 10. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." That tells me today that though I am weak in flesh, I can be strong in spirit. Now, I know a lot of people have a hard time seeing this, but the truth of the matter is today that if you are strong in spirit, you have a greater chance of being strong in mind and body. Really, it doesn't matter so much what happens to these bodies. What happens, the most important thing that happens is what happens to the spirit of man. Because this is the part that is eternal. This is the part that lives after these bodies fade away. The Bible tells us it will be earth to earth, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust. But the spirit of this body will move on to be in the presence of God who gave it. Our spirit was given to us by God Himself. And when this body is laid down, the spirit will stand once again before God. You see, it's appointed unto men once to die, after that, the judgment. Judgment is something every man stands in front of God for. Our lives will be judged by Him. Now, hang on just a moment. Don't fear that moment. If you're a child of God, if your sins have been washed away through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, there is nothing to be fearful of. Your sins have been forgiven. They will not be held against you. But let me speak to that person who hasn't made preparation, who's not ready to meet God. Friend, you have reason to fear that day, because if your debt of sin hasn't been settled through the blood of Jesus Christ, you will be held accountable for those things. And it may be that the price will be too great, that God will have to say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." I'm not trying to frighten anybody, but I guess I am trying to frighten you. I'm trying to wake you up to the fact that the time to do something about your eternity is today while you are still here. Now, I'm going to try not to get so caught up in this part of the message that I forget there are other things I need to say. But I really do believe that every time we talk this way, we are battling for somebody's eternal soul. That the enemy has made his play. He sold his bill of goods. Some people have bought into it thinking that their life couldn't be better because they've got everything they thought they ever wanted. But friend, if you don't have an eternal home in heaven, you haven't got everything you wanted. You'll lose everything you have. But if all a man has is the security of making heaven his eternal home, he's got all that he needs. It would be better for us to live the life of a pauper here on earth and enjoy all of eternity with God in heaven than it would be to be the Bill Gates of this world today, have whatever we wanted, be able to buy whatever we cared to have, whatever we desired, and yet lose our own soul in the end. Well, I've got nothing against people having wealth. If they can have it, great. More power to them. But don't think that that's the best that God has to give us today. What will it profit a man if he should gain the whole world but lose his own soul? Today, I want to encourage you that if you're living a life that's only half committed to God, get that half that isn't committed, committed. Give your all to Him. If you're living a life where you don't ever think about eternity, start thinking about it. Get ready for it, because at some point in your life, you're going to face it. No man escapes it. I've read of late of so many young people that were ushered into eternity. They hadn't even lived half of their potential lives, and their lives were taken so quickly. Some weren't even at the teenage years. There were some that were in their 20s and 30s, and yet with their whole life ahead of them, they would never know another tomorrow here on earth. No man knows the hour when God will come for them, so it better be that we're ready today. I don't know. I don't have the promise of tomorrow. It may be that by the time next week's service rolls around, they'll either have to play a videotape or find somebody to take my place, because I'll be standing in the presence of God around the throne worshiping Him with all the saints that have already gone on before. Oh, friend, today you don't need to fear eternity. Eternity can be something that you look forward to. But are you ready? That's where the difference lies. If you're not ready, it's a fearful event. But if you are ready, oh, you will welcome it with open arms, because you know what God has prepared for you, a place far better than this place we're living today. Oh, I need to hurry on. There's other scripture that I want to talk about. Verse 10, I want to go back to that. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, this is going to shake up some folk. But when I read that verse of scripture, I think of Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. God said, "Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Oh, I want to say it one more time to you. I want this to become embedded in your spirit so that you will understand that the power and the might that is needed to fight against the things of our enemy today are not found in the natural strengths of man. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by God's Spirit. Oh, His Spirit that dwells within us, it fights our battles. That Holy Ghost, that Holy Spirit that so many people are afraid of, they don't want to talk about. It is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that fights and wages the wars of our lives. We are strong today, not because we have strength within ourselves. We have authority today, not because of what our last name is. It may very well be that your last name would spell trouble for you. Our victory today, our secret to success, our ability to make it, our ability to enjoy victory comes through the Holy Spirit that fights within us. When the enemy attacks our lives, there is something that rises up within us that the enemy becomes fearful of, because the enemy knows it can never overcome the work of the Holy Spirit that is taking place within our lives. Oh, I like the fact that when the devil wants to come against me, he sees the presence of God first. That puts a check in his spirit. He'll think twice before he comes, because he knows that he'll have to deal with the presence of God, not the weaknesses of Rick Libby's flesh. Now, if I give the flesh priority, then when the devil comes, I'll lose every battle. But I'm glad that when trouble comes, I can fall on my knees before God. And when I cry out to God, that Holy Spirit that's dwelling within hears the cry of my heart and awakens something within me. It's like a giant awakes and goes to fight the battle for me. You see, it's the secret is found in this passage of Scripture. Let me read it to you once again in verse 12. And verse 12 is all important. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." It's a spiritual battle. Oh, here we are in the midst of so many crises today. It seems like that more and more we are losing control of our country, and things are going in a downward progression rather than upward. It's hard to look at the things that are taking place around us and see where things are going to get better. We know that Paul said in 2 Timothy that in the last days perilous times would come. We know that the writer of Hebrews said in chapter 12 that there would come a time when everything that could be shaken would be shaken. We know that in Matthew 24, the Bible tells us that heaven and earth will pass away. This planet that we're living on won't be able to take all that's coming against it. And yet, here we are telling you that in God there is victory. For in God there is power. God, who dwells within us through His Holy Spirit, rises up against that spiritual enemy of our lives and defeats him. For though we wrestle not with flesh and blood, there is a spirit within us that wrestles with the spirit of the devil and puts that enemy to flight. The Bible tells us if we'll resist the devil, he will flee from us. He won't flee because he's afraid of you. He'll flee because he's afraid of what's within you. We're back to the beginning of our service today. That's why we say, just a closer walk with Thee. The more of Jesus that we find in our lives, the greater victory we will have, because it will be the Holy Spirit fighting our battles for us. Precious Jesus, I pray that for every person listening to this service today, they will seek for deeper relationship with You, that they will feel the indwelling of Your Spirit and know that because you are dwelling within them, you are there to fight every battle of their lives. Grant it today, I pray, in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Just stand when the battle gets too rough. Just stand when you know you've done enough. Just stand when you've done all that you can do. My God will see you through. Just stand. We're living in the final days. There's signs all around. We're going through the fire and the flood. Having an assurance, He will see us through. So we'll plant our feet on the solid rock and watch what God can do. Just stand when the battle gets too rough. Just stand when you know you've done enough. Just stand when you've done all that you can do. My God will see you through. Just stand. Like the Hebrew children, trusting in the Lord, they knew that He would not forsake His own. They kept their eyes on Jesus. They knew He'd see them through. He was faithful to them. He'll be faithful to you. Just stand when the battle gets too rough. Just stand when you know you've done enough. Just stand when you've done all that you can do. My God will see you through. Just stand.
Stand
by your fire. Just stand through the flood. Just stand by His power. Just stand through the blood. Just stand. God will see you through.
I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore.